This is an All Ears English Podcast, number 178. Gaming will change how you learn English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation with your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel, from Boston, USA.
Today, you'll meet Jeremy Kamara, and he'll show you how to make your English learning journey like a martial arts quest.
Hi-ya!
Hey, Lindsay, I was thinking that our listeners might want to see all of the top 15 ways to improve their English in an ebook.
I know, this is a great Tuesday series that we're doing here to dissect and tune up the top 15 mistakes that people are making, but if you want to see them all at one time, you can get them in an ebook.
Yeah, just come to allearsenglish.com/top15. That's T-O-P-1-5. Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, Gabby.
How you doing?
Great.
Awesome. So I'm really excited today because we have a guest, Jeremy Kamara, founder of TikTok Labs, which focuses on gamified education. Hey, Jeremy, how you doing?
I am great, guys. I'm really happy to be with you today.
Thanks great. For joining us.
Yeah, I think this is such a cool thing that you do, working with language learning and apps and gaming. I think a lot of our listeners love games and video games or apps, and so I'm really excited to talk to you about this today. And I'd like to ask you specifically, how can we approach our language learning in a game-like way so that it's actually enjoyable?
Yeah. Important question.
Yeah. So could you offer us some of your advice about how we could think about learning, how we could approach learning a language, you know, English in particular, in a way that would be game-like?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what we're really focused on. I mean, I'm having a blast doing this. I've been building apps and games for 10 years or more. I did it, wow, you know, for about 10 years at a major film studio here in Hollywood. And then I had kids and really just wanted to apply a lot of, you know, what I learned with game design and game intelligence and how humans are motivated and why games are so engaging and sticky and fun and so hard to put down. To me, it was always a shame that most educational products didn't have those same psychological draws that the best games do.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and we as a company, and I know a lot of smart people in the Valley, in Silicon Valley are really thinking about this as well, is that we believe in 5 years, you know, when sort of everyone has grown up on an iPad, that, you know, kids just won't tolerate learning in any other way. The technology is there. And so, you know, it doesn't always take an iPad or a smartphone to quote unquote sort of gamify your language learning. I mean, people have been talking for years about, you know, the most simple one is just study things that you're interested in, right? Like, I know a lot of people who, you know, teachers and otherwise, who've said the best thing you can do, you know, minus, you know, a really good product that immerses you, is just, you know, pick up a comic book in a language that you're interested in, or, you know, if you like martial arts, read martial arts books that are in the language that you care about, or magazines that focus on things that you really enjoy in another language. Because, you know, for us, there's a few reasons why people really struggle with language. Mm-hmm. The biggest one is just motivation.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not, it's, you know, it's really simple, but if you don't spend enough time with something like language that needs a ton of repetition, you know, you have to be a genius to retain it. And so most of us aren't, I'm certainly not. And so for me, it was always about, how do I find things that I would do anyway. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we're focused on, like bringing, you know, content and music to mm-hmm. language learning, bringing yeah. game mm-hmm. mechanics that we know have attracted millions and tens of millions of people already to play.
Yeah.
How do we sneak language acquisition into those things that people mm-hmm. already find inherently fun, sticky, motivating, and that they would do even if you took the language learning out of them?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. That's brilliant. That is so key. It is so key.
Yeah, and that really mm-hmm. resonates with us, I think, because we talk about learning through doing things you enjoy. So right. it's not just about learning English and being a linguist,
right.
but, you know, actually enjoying something, maybe a hobby or mm-hmm. a sport or right. whatever, through English.
Yeah, we like to get people on the show that talk about things like entrepreneurship or productivity and
yeah.
sports and cooking, and just to take the focus off of theory a little bit and
yeah.
put it on fun and life.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the other tenets that we try to hold very dear is that you're not going to progress to a point in your language learning until you can really talk about yourself either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many curriculums are about things that really don't matter. I mean, I know so many people that, you know, they take 4 years of a language in high school and all they can say in the new language is, this pen is black.
Yeah. Or, oh, gosh.
Like, things that don't matter at all. Not that learning the word for pen in black isn't important, but it's not in context. And most importantly, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't allow them to talk about them, which is
right.
what 80% of most first conversations you're going to have in a new country
right.
is going to focus on. So, you know, the other suggestion is figuring out ways to relate your new language to you so that, you know, of course you should learn the survival stuff. You need to learn how to ask directions and order food and do all those survival things. And there's a lot of good curriculums around survival language. But
well,
once you get
yeah.
past those basics, you know, one of the reasons why I think studying things or immersing yourself in things that you really enjoy is because you really enjoy them. And so it's going to be a lot easier for you to talk about soccer or your martial art or music
mm-hmm.
In a new language if you are actually passionate about that and if you're immersed in the vocabulary. I mean, I took martial arts for 15 years, and yeah. and a few of them were Japanese-based schools, and just hearing the ancient sort of language and the vocabulary around how all that stuff is described in Japanese, I mean, that stuck with me forever.
Wow.
And even stupid things like, you know, they count every, you know, everything is counting in the new language, and
right.
there's probably 300 or 400 vocab words, start and end and begin and stop and all of those things that just, you know, Japanese teacher, that's how he did it. And so I remember that stuff for life.
You were enjoying
point number one is just figure out a way to make it fun. And that's what we're focusing on in terms of technology and games and music mm-hmm. and content. But also, okay. you know, focus on the things that are interesting to you, because ultimately you want to learn how to talk about yourself in a new language.
Right. And I'm glad that you mentioned martial arts, because you also had mentioned, you know, before we started recording about psychological levers. And I imagine that being like you reach a new level, kind of like in a video game, you could reach a new level. But martial arts are often based on levels or belts as well. So I feel like that's very similar to making your language learning like a game where you sort of try to reach a new level or a new goal. And I'm not just talking about literally like reaching, you know, a certain score on your TOEFL test or getting to that next English class, although it could be that,
mm-hmm.
but it might be like get to the level where you could talk about yourself
mm-hmm.
in a, you know, 5-minute conversation. Maybe that
mm-hmm.
is the next level for you, or, you know, make a longer conversation with a new friend, you know, a 30-minute conversation. Can you talk about yourself and ask questions to your conversation partner, you know, the person you're speaking with? Maybe that's a kind of way to get to the next level.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, games, I have to admit, it's funny, I'm running a gaming company, and I was never a gamer as a kid. It was probably because I spent so much time in environments that were, to use a horrible sort of cliche word now, gamified. Like, you know, I did spend a lot of time in things that were sports related and martial arts related, and things where there were that naturally surface up all of the amazing things that games do. And martial arts is such a classic example because the belt system in martial arts is like the quintessential game design system. It pulls all of the levers you could imagine that are effective and sort of gamifying something that's education based, right? So, you know, if you look at the levers in sort of the belt system, it's, you know, there's this very clear progression to mastery. Like, you know exactly the steps that you need to take. There's a whole status component to belts in martial arts where, if you're a white belt and you walk in to a class, you don't want to be a white belt. You want to get to that next level. And once you get to the next level, you really want to get to the level, you know, the next level. And there's this very, you know, amazingly clear hierarchy. You know, the best games also employ something which in sort of game design is called cascading information theory. So they don't give you too much at once. They just give you new information in very small doses. And then once you master that, they go on to the next thing. And sports are really good at that as well, where learn this one little fundamental and let's build on it and let's build on it and let's build on it. So that's what we look for. I mean, we really look at the psychology of learning and how do you apply things that games do really well to language learning. And so that's the fun part because, you know, so many games are so great at manipulating behavior, but there's no payoff at the end, right?
Right.
You either spend money or wasted time. We're trying to design experiences that keep you super motivated, but at the end of it, you'll know 10 new words in your target language, or you will have heard, you know, in that one 10-minute session, you know, you will have heard your new language 1,000 times because it's so fast-paced. And so that's the stuff that fascinates us and that we think is, you know, over the next 5-10 years is where, you know, technology and education and gaming science, I wish I had this stuff, you know, 20 years ago when I was, you know, studying Russian in high school. Like,
it
would have been amazing.
I remember, so about 20 years ago, maybe a little more, but Nintendo came out, and I really wanted to play Nintendo because all my friends were doing it, and my parents wouldn't let me. So they got a really bad rap, I think, from my mom thought it was not a good use of my time because I wouldn't learn anything and I would probably become a hermit just, you know, in my room, not having any friends and, you know, not studying, and my life would become, you know, all about Nintendo. But I think that's kind of the old way, and now I'm really excited about games. Like you're talking about, you can learn so much, and also you can have like this social game where you actually do connect with people in this new way. And I think that is so cool.
Yeah, it's so important because learning doesn't have to be work. It doesn't have to feel like work. I think that's the key.
That's our motto here. Yeah. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. We refuse to believe that if you... So, you know, there's a mantra sort of in the Silicon Valley that kids will turn away from games as soon as they know they're educational. And we think that's been true because, and it certainly has if you look at the numbers, but it's because, you know, most people who've tried to quote unquote gamify education have taken things that are inherently boring and they've tried to, you know, put some lipstick on them and try to almost con kids into thinking that they're fun with points and badges and things that are just completely missing the point on the psychological reasons why games are fun. We're, as a company, we're starting with things that we know are inherently fun, like listening to your favorite music and playing games like Candy Crush, and we're figuring out ways to sneak the language acquisition in the back door of those things. And so it's not a choice. It doesn't have to be a choice between education and fun. The technology is there now to combine those two things, and so that's where we see just explosive growth and benefit to people, because you know people's attention spans are so fractured, and there's so many things competing for time and attention and motivation, and so you know we need to go with that flow and build things that are capturing people and their attention and the way they're doing it today. You're not going to turn the clock back. There's no way.
Yeah, absolutely. So it sounds like the most important kind of takeaway is, you know, focus on what you enjoy and you'll learn through that. It might be a hobby, it might be a sport, or it could be gaming. It could be like a video game or an app. And for our listeners who are interested, could you tell them where they could find your apps and what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So we just released a new one that we're super excited about. It's called Pop Talk, P-O-P-T-O-K. Right now it's in the iTunes store. It just launched a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it's essentially a match three puzzle game. So if any of your listeners are addicted to Candy Crush or Bejeweled Blitz or any of those really popular games out there, we've taken a very similar approach because we know that the match three puzzle mechanic is something that's been around for 15 years and people love it and they get entranced with it. And so we've figured out a way to help you learn a couple thousand words in a new language. And it's actually in 11 different languages, including English.
Oh, how cool.
And it's coming out on Android and Facebook soon.
Excellent.
So we're super excited about it. Yeah. And the company is TikTok Labs, and we're going to keep producing new products all the time that we think are inherently fun and figure out ways with our amazing curriculum team to put some language into those things that are fun.
I love it. I think you're definitely on the right track.
Yeah. And I downloaded Pop Talk actually, and it looks really good. So I'm excited to play with it some more.
Cool.
Awesome. And I think I think what you guys are doing is amazing as well. It's the democratization of education and all of these platforms, and the fact that you guys can make such a difference with such a light footprint in terms of, you don't have to go raise $20 million to start a company. You can actually start helping people on day one, with what you're doing. It's amazing. And it's a great time to be doing anything entrepreneurial and innovative and being able to help.
We love it.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Jeremy, for joining us for this episode. We really appreciate your time, and it was great talking with you.
Yeah, thanks a lot for coming.
To you too. Thanks, guys.
All right. Take care. If you want to put your ears into English more often, be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.